This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Nevertheless, the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives, as Paul stated. There are all kinds of examples we could bring to mind to illustrate this point. The illustration that the Apostle Paul chooses to use here in Romans chapter 7 is of a married woman. The vows two people make before God are binding in the spiritual realm. God takes people's marriage vows seriously. So in Paul's example, when a woman is married to a man, she is bound by law to be the wife of that man. She cannot decide she is going to have another man, have another husband, or have sexual relations with another man. If the married woman was to do that, she would become an adulteress, a person who has committed adultery. This is something that is even frowned upon among non-believers. Most non-believers do not look favorable toward adultery. If you're married, you just don't do that. It's not right, and it's a violation of God's law and of your marriage vows.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.